Shift, what's going on?
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
I sent me to a psychiatrist the other day.
There he is.
Did you hear me? They sent me to a psychiatrist the other day, and she said I had OCD.
I knew he was
one cool dude. Oh, yeah.
You are one cool dude. I knew that's where that was going.
Are they energy weapons that started the... I'm just going to say it. Are they energy weapons that started the fires or not?
That's the chatter.
Yeah, I mean, I also heard Oprah started them, so where are we going to go?
We've got plenty of time and plenty of room to go anywhere you want.
It is weird, man. I also saw videos of it almost look like fucking lava coming up through the sewer drains and shit.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look for those videos because that sounds crazy. Know.
It's weird, like it is bizarre. It is bizarre.
Well, depending on what it was, I mean, lava can reheat, and Hawaii is all lava, so it getting hot enough underneath the ground, it technically could spit up lava through the grates, because the roads and everything aren't that high anyway. Everything's sitting on lava.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the islands are, essentially.
I'm with Jason Mound Builders on this one. That's some Ghostbusters 2 shit.
There's so many, like, conspiracy avenues you can take down that whole thing, man. I heard it was all property that the government was trying to buy back up. And I've heard rumblings that a lot of the casualties were children.
Ugh.
So essentially the whole next generation that would be heirs to the land are gone. So that gives them prime time to swoop in. Yeah.
I hope that's not the case, man.
Again, that's just what I've been reading. It's not proof or fact or any of that stuff, but it is a strange little... tidbit there, if that's true.
I'm sure you've seen the pictures too, right? That with the supposed energy being.
Yeah.
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 I've seen
the Chewbacca.
The one that was going, I know there's like three of them that are going around, and I've seen them all before this happened. There was another big wildfire. I think it wasn't there a big ass wildfire right before the start of the pandemic, or Australia or some shit?
There was one in Australia.
Yeah, Australia was on fire before Canada was.
Yeah, those, a lot of those energy beam photos were going around at that time too. But it is.
Yeah,
sorry about that. I was just going to say it's a bad deal. It's a bad deal regardless of how it went down. Like, seeing the videos and the photos of just like the cars are burnt on the damn like highway. Like how does that even happen?
That fire would have been hot. Like insanely hot.
People jumping into the ocean to get away. Boats burning in the ocean. Like,
yeah, they're still coming up with all the damage and everything that's actually been affected, because they haven't come out with that yet. They haven't said from here to here is where, you know, the area that's on, you know, they're just feeding you bits and pieces. So it's only left to wonder how bad it really is.
Yeah. And I'm hearing crazy death tolls, like, over 500, which is insanity.
They'd never tell us the full count. They'd never tell us the full count anyway.
Nope. I heard that this is heavy, so that all the children were off school, I guess, for, I'm not sure what it was for, if it was the hurricane or what, but a lot of the parents were at work, so they didn't get ample warning. So a lot of them were at home by themselves. which is devastating. It's
fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible. Like I said, hope that's not the case. That this had any person behind it.
Yeah, it's even if there wasn't, and it was just nature being nature. Damn, nature, you scary.
Yeah, you stuck. You know,
we forget in our houses. We forget in our houses and our air-conditioned lives and our cars, and we forget all that and have disconnected ourselves so much that when nature actually happens, it's, you know, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
She let you know.
Living in tornado, living in Tornado Alley like we do, you know, it's the rest of the nation. The East Coast and the West Coast don't know anything about tornadoes. I mean, the West Coast has earthquakes, but, you know, the Midwest really is the one that produces tornadoes.
Yeah.
And you just get so accustomed to it. That's what's so wild is, you know, a normal, sane person's reaction when a tornado watch or a tornado warning goes off would be, you know, go to the basement, grab everything, get down there. But, you know, you live in the Midwest and you just look to see where it's at and you're like, oh, that's 15 minutes north of me. I'm good. I'm going to get some hail and some wind here. But, you know, and how much damage can be ripped apart if just 15 minutes north of you. And yeah, we just rebuild and move on like it never happened.
Yep, just another day here.
I couldn't let you go about the bridge thing, Kyle. I'll let you go after this thought. What if, I know it had to have been, hell, 15 some odd episodes. We were talking about the world being kind of like an Age of Empire server and only spawns where areas that we are. You remember us having that conversation vaguely?
Yeah.
So what if our world, each individual one of us, is just produced by us? And you're, you know, driving to work one day, lost in thought, and you turn down a road that you don't normally go. And you're so encompassed in whatever you're thinking of, the world doesn't render in front of you.
It'd be fucked up. Without question.
Yeah. Hey, have a good night, fellas. Yeah. I'll let the next caller call in.
Every time.
Bye.
Have a good one, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it would. Man, that was fast. That was fast. You want me to answer it?
There were two at Lars.
Hey, thanks for calling the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, it's Paco from Utah.
What's going on, bro?
My buddy Randy turned me on to you guys, and he texted you because I told him at work today. I was like, yeah, I think I'm finally going to call in. So do it. So I missed the whole show. I got a text message, so I'm just barely hopping on. But I got a Hat Man story and a couple UFO stories if you're interested.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's go.
I'll make them quick. But so I used to go down to my grandma's for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And I was about 7 or 8. I don't remember if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving, but I'd sleep on her couch and she had this really big cat. I mean, it was oversized, a huge cat. And her rocking chair just started rocking. And I was like, and it woke me up. It was across the room and her couch sat underneath this big giant mirror on the wall. And sorry, I'm a little nervous.
No, you're good.
I looked over at that rocking chair and didn't see the cat. I was like, huh, I just missed it or whatever. And I was trying to fall back to sleep and I felt the pressure on my feet. And I was like, oh, the cat jumped up on my, must've jumped up on me. So I pulled the cover down. There's nothing there. And then I look up at the mirror and he was sitting there in the mirror It was pretty spooky, man. And you know, all I'm able to do is like you guys are saying, the cover shield you from everything. So I just pull it back over and kind of went back to sleep after that.
That's a go-to probably, move. Yeah, go-to defense.
That's exactly what I would have done.
Yeah. Now, my next story isn't quite UFO related, but me and my buddy, they call him Honky, we went on a 3-day overnight backpacking trip, and this is our second night, and it was so cold we'd have to wake up in the like 3 o'clock in the morning and start a fire, you know, so we wouldn't die. And we were sitting there, and I'm like, "Do you see those?" And I was pointed up to the sky just above the tree line, and there's all these string of lights. And it turns out it was just SpaceX, but we didn't have no cell service or nothing. And it was kind of funny, you know. I was like, "Are we getting attacked?" It's like, "United States under attack. Should we get back? What's going on?" You know.
Dude, is bizarre seeing for the first time.
Yeah, and we didn't have any idea, you know. But and then you know, Les Stroud's Bigfoot series he did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was watching that the other night, and I spotted some UFOs. I don't think anyone's ever caught him. This particular episode, I even told my wife, I'm like, "Get in here. Do you see this?" So you know when they do like when he does the time lapse of the stars, like going across the sky and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sitting there looking, and it was only like a 5-second segment. And I was noticing there was like 3 or 4 stars that weren't moving across the whole sky. And I'm like, "What? Is that normal?" So I like YouTubed other time lapse of stars. I'm like, "No, they're all supposed to move, you know, together." So I went back to the video, and sure as shit, there's like 4 or 5 stars. It's like, and they're all in pretty close proximity of each other. I just wanted to see if anyone else seen that, or like how you get a hold of Les Scott and let him know that he's got some UFOs. If it's UFO, what would you think about those?
Send us if you think about it, send us like what episode it is and the timestamp so we can look at it.
For sure.
I'd love to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And then another UFO story, real quick, was we were having a bonfire up this canyon, and most everybody was like going to bed, you know, and me and my brother-in-law had our backs to the fire, and there was only a few people on the other side. And it happened so fast, we couldn't even turn around to tell the other people to look, but they came across the ridge line and then did a 90, went up the mountain, did it like another 90-degree turn, and then flew out of sight. And it was so fast, we couldn't even turn around and be like, "Hey, look, everybody," you know. We were just looked at each other and, "What the hell was that?" You know, and that was pretty cool, but no idea what that was.
It was wild to see, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I've never really had any more paranormal experiences other than that hat, man. And my sisters claimed that they had seen him in standing in the doorway at the family bedroom and stuff, and they were trying to sleep. But
that's what I was just going to ask, if there was any other activity at the house. But man, that's sounds classic Hatman shit.
Yeah, just to see. Yeah, he was that, and I didn't even know what entity he was until I started listening to you guys. I'm like, holy crap, I seen that shit when I was little.
So weird.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. It's so weird that people have the same experience with the same entity over and over and over again. It's like there's gotta be something there, you know? Why else would people see the same thing so much?
$1 million question just leads you to a million more, right?
Kidding. That's no kidding.
Well, it was nice actually getting to chat with you guys. I really enjoy the podcast. It gets me through my grind. And shout out to Randy. He's turned all of us welders and fabricators onto you guys. He got some stickers from you.
Awesome.
He gave me one. I'm going to put it on my welding helmet. So
hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for making day go by easier, guys. So I'll let you know about the next caller in.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Be safe out there.
Peace.
Later. See ya. Man, fuck seeing the hat, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, that shit would scare the hell out of me. Especially one of them, like, because didn't he say he looked in the mirror and he saw it?
Yeah.
You know what he said? Okay. See, that's even scarier because that's one of them, like, sometimes, you know what I'm talking about. When you look in a mirror, you almost anticipate seeing something, but you never do. And then here's that one time where he's like, oh, I look in the mirror, and then he actually sees something that's not supposed to be there, and it scares the shit out of you.
It's almost like a double kind of confirmation. You know what I mean? Because if you're looking at something just with your eyesight, you're like, man, maybe that's the trick of the light. Maybe my eyes are playing tricks. But when you like see it, look into a mirror and you see it, it's almost like confirming that it's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not trying to see shit in the mirror.
No.
At all.
That's what I'm saying. And you hear so many stories about the Hat Man. Like, entities with intent are terrifying.
Absolutely. Hey, welcome to the Night Shift. What's going on?
Yo.
My caller number 10. Did I win?
Yes.
Surprise.
Dude, awesome. Sweet. What did I win?
Everything.
Oh man,
you guys visit from the generous. Hat Man.
No, dude, I do not want that. Take it back. Take it back.
Take it back.
Well, howdy neighbors. This is TP from the Iowa Talk Guys. How are you guys?
What's going on, brother? We're good. How are you?
Good, man. You know, just doing the same thing I was doing the other day. I was just hanging out across the river from you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to call in and I want to tell you guys a story and get your perspective on it. Cause I'm not sure what it was. I'm now, after listening to some of your guys' show and some of the confessionals podcast, I think it may have been a Bigfoot sighting, but I don't know, dude. So sorry for coughing. So this happened back in 2011 out in North Carolina. I was a sapper instructor for the Marine Corps. And sometimes when we would have units out there that we were training, some of the instructors got to play op four. So we get to take some of the guys, some of the Marines' weapons, and we'd run around with blanks and stuff and BFAs on, you know. And then we'd set up like mock, we'd like implant IEDs and stuff, and then set up mock ambushes and stuff like that. So this one time we were, it was me and another guy. I told him to set up in one spot and I was going to go up ahead to where we were going to try to ambush these guys coming through, right? We were going to set up a few pop shots and then have them draw them into an area that we had implanted a few IEDs, because that's what, at the time, that's what the enemy was doing in Afghanistan. So I'm in the woods. I got this guy's M16, right? It's loaded with blanks. I'm sitting there, I'm watching these guys come around this area, and they were coming down this road, this lane, and to the north of them was a fence with like sea wire and stuff on top of it. And that went into the dump. And like that was the edge of one of our properties to the north side of our training area. We went up, they were coming up this area, and I was going to try to shoot, have a few pop shots at them and draw them into this other route, this other road that went into the woods where we had another guy set up with like a machine gun. Anyways, I'm in there waiting for these guys, and, you know, it's quiet. I can hear them kind of talking. There's other instructors walking with them and stuff to instruct them on how they're, you know, evaluate what they're doing and everything. And all of a sudden I hear this crashing through the woods behind me, and I spin around with this rifle, and I see up, it was like probably, I don't know, maybe 9-10 feet in the air. I look back, I tried telling myself at the time that it was just a turkey vulture, because like I said, the base dump was butted up against our training area, so they would fly in through there, you know, fly into our area every once in a while.
but never, I've never seen anything like this, but this is the only thing that I could think of that would be that high up in the air. And I saw what looked like a wingspan and like the head of a bird like flying through the woods. It was crashing and everything, making all this noise. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. And then it was like dead silent. And it spooked me enough to where I just jumped out into the road and shot at these, the students with these blanks, and then took off running down the other route towards the other guy. Now, yeah, I don't know. I have, like I said, looking back at the time, I wanted to tell myself it was like a turkey vulture flying through the woods. But like I said, it was making like a crashing sound, and turkey vultures usually, you know, they're like darker feathers and stuff. And this, I distinctly remember seeing like hair, like tufts of brown hair. And so it was almost like you ever see somebody like ducking down to go underneath like a doorway or something or a limb. So it almost, like looking back at it now, it almost looked like the back of a head to the neck and then the top shoulder blades. And like I said, this is up like 12 feet up in the air.
That's a big son of a bitch.
Yeah, and it scared, like I said, dude, it scared the snot out of me to the point where I was like, I'm not staying in these woods anymore. And like I said, I ran out and I just shot off some blanks, because that was the other thing. I was like, yeah, I have a weapon, but it's just full of blanks. You know, it's just going to make a popping noise, right?
Had you guys been firing off blanks prior to that evening?
No.
No.
So okay. this was one of the very first. This was like in the afternoon, right after we did some classroom setting with the Marines. And then we went out to do practical application. And then, so that's after lunch. Like, this is the afternoon. This is probably like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I gotcha. Because that was going to be, I was like, man, if you guys were firing blanks off and this thing didn't deter it to get the hell out of there, like, that's pretty.
Well, and the other thing that was crazy is like when it started crashing off, it was like, it was probably a good, I don't know, I'd say 10 yards inside the tree line already when it was going in. So that's another thing, like, while I was racking my brain, I'm like, and I didn't really know anything about Bigfoot at that time in my life, right? So that's why, like, you know, I wasn't obviously on drugs or drinking or anything. You know, I was working. And I was like, man, I don't know how that thing got inside of that tree line making such a noise without me hearing it first. Maybe it swooped in from the top of the trees or something, right? I don't know. But I distinctively, like, the more I think about it over the years, dude, I remember seeing tufts of like brown hair, where I thought was like the wingspan of this turkey vulture. I think that was like shoulders or something of this Bigfoot, dude.
Man, what was I gonna say? when it was moving, was it moving towards you or was it moving away from you?
No, it was moving away from me. Like I was kind of facing, or I was facing west, northwest, and it was moving, it started moving south, southeast away from me.
So it wasn't being aggressive or anything. Where was this at again?
This was in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
Engineer Training Area 5. Or no, this is Engineer Training Area 3. Sorry.
It's weird because it's not the first Bigfoot encounter per military personnel that we've heard either.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
We've had a couple call-ins with military guys, like basically doing kind of what you're doing, having run-ins with Bigfoot.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that is weird, man. It's almost
super weird.
It's almost like they're either curious of what's going on, or they're maybe scoping it out to see what they're up against. Maybe, I don't know. It is.
It's strange. I would,
or maybe even being protected on those grounds as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because the one call we had.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
They basically told him to shut the fuck up about seeing it.
Yeah.
Because they were, he was flying in a helicopter and he caught him on thermal and he asked.
I remember that call. I listened to that episode.
Yeah. That was a fucking cool call.
He's going to light him up.
Yeah. He wanted to light him up and they're like, no, shut the fuck up. Like you didn't see what you just saw or whatever.
Right.
So it's,
weird, man. That's, we've had that before where I've seen stuff in the sky to where they're like, I was told I communicated over the radio. I called him about that where it was, we were in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I communicated
over that over the radio. Yeah. And they're like, the corporal of the guard's like, hey, lock that up. Lock it. Like, you can't be saying stuff like that over the radio.
It's so crazy, man.
I know. But, you know, but then you look at the what's going on now with all this disclosure, I guess you'd call it, where they are, they're wanting to call it and stuff. And like, I don't know, man. From my research so far, and I don't know anything about nothing, right? But from what my understanding is, like, whatever this is, these things are, these alien things, I don't think they're to be trusted. And I think this is going to be a plan's being stirred up, dude, for a fake alien invasion. But that's just me.
Dude, how fucking weird would that be if that's the truth?
Yeah. Right. I mean, about how many people we've been being conditioned for years. Right?
I know.
Through television, movies, social media. And then COVID, when everybody was locked up in their homes with their glued to their phones or iPads or whatever, that's when they're like, oh, look, aliens are real, these Tic Tac things. And then just recently that one dude came out and he's like, oh, yeah, I work for the government. Totally reliable. There's aliens, right?
And it's a common play, man. How do you unite a country? Give them a common enemy. How do you unite a planet? Give them a common enemy that's not on the planet, you know?
Right. Yeah. Ronald Reagan, you know, he said that UN address.
Yeah,
exactly what I was thinking.
How differently our quickly our differences would go away if we all faced a common outside enemy or whatever.
Yep.
Exactly.
Like, shut up, you actor. Yeah. Ronald Reagan, the actor? Right?
Yeah. Foreshadowing.
Well, yeah, either foreshadowing or pre-programming.
Yeah.
Whichever way. I mean, I don't know, dude.
Like we said earlier, it's on the tip of everybody's tongue. So if something did happen, all they'd have to do is have one major attack and blame it on whatever these things are, and everybody be all about it. Everybody be all about it.
Well, that's when also you start getting like Project Bluebeam stuff. Like, what if is it real that we just saw that, right? Like, I mean, all those people thought that Tupac was actually dancing on stage. What was that, a couple years ago up in Chicago?
Right.
And they're like, oh, look, he didn't die. He's still alive. And I'm like, yeah, and he didn't age a day.
Well, we had the one UFO granny that submitted her story prior to the Collins Elite episode, last Collins Elite episode, and she said she saw
Jesus
in the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they talked about it in the Collins Elite, how that was part of the plan.
They were doing practice.
Well, that was a DARPA idea that was on the cutting block from the invasion of Iraq. Did you guys ever know about that? Where they wanted to use holograms and like sound effects, essentially, whatever, to project an image of Muhammad in these towns before the Marines would show up.
Yep.
I did. And then be like, oh, put your arms down and stuff. But
yeah, they're actually going to do that in Cuba as well.
Was that part of Cuba too? The Bay of Pigs?
Yeah. They were going to do it with Cuba. If I remember reading correctly. Yeah. They were
going to. I know about Iraq.
Yeah. Either way, dude, imagine fucking being bombarded with that.
Right.
You know, like,
oh, I know,
dude.
One, it's crazy because my wife's grandfather passed away in like 2012, I think. No, before that. But anyway, he always used to say, this is a guy that he was an old school farmer, right? Grew up milking cows and kept the family farm after everybody moved out and kept going with his sons and stuff, right? So he always used to say, though, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see. And this was back, like, this guy grew up in, like, you know, the 40s and 50s and 60s and stuff. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. Everything's fake. And I think about that now. I'm like, holy crap, with the day and age that we live in now, like, yeah, everything is fake. Like, you can't believe really what you what you hear or what you see anymore. Even no, you know what I mean?
It's really not can't
at not at all.
Yeah. So it's really, I mean, I guess it's whatever you want to believe.
I had a fucking crazy thought too, that like even what you could be seeing in reality, standing out on your front porch, what you could be looking at is nothing more than a fucking holographic image.
Right. I mean, yeah,
that's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, think of how many people's lives would just like stop if they somehow, you know, put a giant hologram of Jesus in the sky or some shit. Like,
bro,
people would drop everything to be like, this is it. This is it.
Or it wouldn't even have to be Jesus. What if it's just some deity thing that was like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, you know, we seeded the earth millions and millions of years ago, and I was Jesus and Muhammad and all these other things, right?
Yep.
And how many people nowadays would just throw their religious texts in the freaking gutter?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I bet a lot would.
They wouldn't know how to react.
Yeah.
Right. They
would not know.
Well, apparently, I don't know how real it is. I just saw a few clips of it, but down in Dubai just recently to help promote the Barbie movie, there was some like giant hologram of Barbie stepping out of like a plastic box, and like it was straight up like Back to the Future 2 with the shark thing, right?
That's so weird, man.
But it was Barbie, and I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is real or not.
That shit
like,
is crazy.
Yeah. But Dubai, I mean, they got a lot of money. Yes. They got a lot of craziness going on down there. Yes, true.
If anybody has money to burn on shit like that, it's Dubai.
Right? Yeah, no kidding. But anyway, well, yeah, man. Yeah, like I said, going back to the whole Bigfoot thing, I don't know if it was like, I distinctively heard like stomping and crashing, limbs breaking, going through the woods and stuff. And I did go back there the next day with another guy, and there was like limbs broken up in the top tree branches. So I'm just like, I don't know what that was, dude.
Man, that's probably where my money's at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes the most sense.
Especially if your brain keeps pulling you that direction. Like if you saw a turkey vulture, you're going to know you saw a turkey vulture. You know, you're not going to.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean,
a primate.
Well, and like I said, those turkey vultures, they can get that big, dude. I mean, they get wingspans up to like freaking 6-7 feet, right?
And they can be loud as fuck flying through the woods. If you're out there, right. You startle one, like it'll scare the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah, dude. But like I was saying, I'm like, I don't know. And like I said, well, I guess maybe it could have been hanging out in the tree and then took off from there. But like I said, I just distinctively remember seeing like tufts of like fur.
Yeah.
And I was like, that wasn't feathers. I'm like, I don't know what else the hell that would, you know, I don't know. Full disclosure, I've only told one other person that story.
Well, much love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
appreciate it, man.
Sharing with us. That's what I'm thinking. It sounds like that's a big, big boy.
At yeah. 10 or 12 yeah, foot tall.
That's a monster.
Well, imagine, yeah, it was like 10, 12.
Imagine the speed that a turkey vulture would have to break fucking branches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. And like I said, it was a good like 10 yards off the road from where it was like a clear area coming in off that dump to where they're, you know, because they were all hanging out of that dump. They would all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why I was like, I don't know what the F's going on here, man. And so I spun around with that weapon, but I'm like, this ain't going to do nothing. This is just scare it. If I piss it off. Oh, loud noises here. Let me stomp you. I don't know. But. Either way, dude, like, yeah, it took me a while to go back in that part of the woods for a minute.
I'll bet.
I never told the guy anybody about it, but I was just like, I'll be all right. I'll walk with the troops. I'll walk with the Marines this time, the group, you know, the students. You guys go out, be out for them, good. So, but all right, I'm going to let you boys go. It was great talking to you again. We'll be in touch. You fellas have a good night.
You too.
And, yeah, stay weird, man.
You as well. Too.
Stay safe out there, bro.
All right, later, bros.
Later.
See ya.
Oh, I love those calls, man.
I do too.
I love military stories so much.
Part of me, like, I don't know, I get kind of conflicted when I hear Bigfoot stories, because you see a lot of people that finally have an encounter with them and they are not, like, it changes them. Like, it's a terrifying experience for them.
Yeah.
Then you hear other people like, on the other end of the spectrum, like, man, like, it's confirmation. It is super weird.
It's so, Yeah.
I've heard
yeah.
so many of them that's like, I wish it never would have happened to me.
Yeah. And it's weird because like a lot of times they don't like, they're not like insanely aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes people just see them and they're like, that was the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
And all I wonder, they did is see it.
Like why? Nobody ever goes into specifics as to why it was so bad. Like,
yeah.
Is it having to live with that and the possibility of the ridicule that comes with it? Was it staring into the face of something that you know shouldn't exist?
Because I mean, let's be real. Like I'm probably going to be just as scared face to face with a 10-foot tall gorilla or a 10-foot tall grizzly bear. They're both going to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so like I feel like that section has to be removed. And I don't know, maybe for some people that's enough. Maybe for some people that's enough of a reason to be like, fuck this, I'm not going back in the woods. You know, because like I'm not the alpha in this situation anymore. I learned who the alpha is today.
Yep. And they don't even have to be aggressive. Just the fact that you know that something exists in the same area that you frequent, and it's it's big enough to like it could destroy you if it wanted to, and B, it's something that's not supposed to exist, let alone be right there in front of you.
Yeah, facts.
Like, that could be a big life altering experience.
I agree.
Our local legends. Thanks, brother. What's the most obscure cryptid you know?
I'm trying to think. That's a hard one because I'm not like you're more into the cryptids than I am.
Bro, the Enfield Horror from here in Illinois
is a weird one
of the craziest ones. I mean, it's not as crazy to us because it's local, but if you think about it with having like three legs and like it sounds like something out of a sci-fi book. Also, the vegetable man, the veggie man's pretty fucking weird. Yeah, I'm writing an episode on that. I don't think it's gonna be long enough for a full episode.
We're gonna run it anyways.
Yeah, it's
I want to hear about this one.
It's exactly as
again, I'm trying to think of some fucking weird ones that I've heard. Like I always go to like obscure would be the Mongolian death worm.
Yeah, death worm's cool.
Yeah, that's what's got me there.
I like the Beast of Busco, which is essentially, I mean, it's not weird, but it's just like a monster ass snapping turtle, which would be terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one that I would, yeah, the Otter Man's pretty effing weird.
That's definitely weird.
I ain't trying to get drowned.
Remember whenever, they were trying to justify how scary Otter Man would be to us.
Yeah. Let me look here.
Fucking cry chop the shit out of Otter Man. Bat Squatch.
This is gonna okay. I had to look this one up, right? This one's called the Slide Rock Bolter. Okay. Essentially, it's a giant land whale that mounts itself on the side of mountains with like these weird grabbers, and then whenever it sees people or prey, it just lets itself go and slides down the mountain. And
who the fuck seen that thing?
Snatches people up. Urban legend in Colorado of the Slide Rock Bolter. A whale-like creature that lives high up in the Rocky Mountains and feasts on unsuspecting tourists and hikers.
That sucks.
I've seen it a couple times. I hadn't really looked into it, but I would There's not like to get eaten by it.
I wonder like how big of a whale are we talking here?
It's pretty.
We're talking like blue whale?
I don't know. I don't know the specs here, but apparently it's like an urban legend from lumberjacks back in the day.
They were also the ones that kind of started around with the hide behind shit too.
And I mean,
It was big lumberjacks.
A lot of the modern Bigfoot stories came from loggers and shit.
That's true. That's true.
Lumberjacks of North America during the 19th and 20th centuries, it is believed to live in the mountains of Colorado, but only on mountains where the slope is at an angle greater than 45 degrees. It has an immense head, small eyes, and a large mouth, similar to a sculpin. Its tail ends in a fluke like a dolphin with enormous grab hooks. Apparently just hooks over the edge of the rock face, and then it just lets itself go.
That's gross.
Yeah, Slide Rock Boulder is said to have caused great uneasiness among tourists visiting the mountains in Colorado. You guys are going to have to listen for the 40 and 50 Colorado episode to get any more on the old Slide Rock Boulder here. Dylan out here. If I seen a whale sliding down a mountain, I'm going to go ahead and call it a life. Start it in. Yeah, those are probably the weird ones. Have you heard about Hugging Molly in Alabama? I have. Did I talk? I might have talked about that in the 40 and 50 Alabama episode.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Because I know I read about it when I was picking out some obscure ones. I don't know if I added it to it, though.
I feel like I've heard about it before, but I don't know a whole lot about it.
I think I put it in there because I tried to pick some. Like, I'm doing Arizona. That's going to be the next one in the series. But Arizona's got some heaters, man. Like, you got good. Travis Walton is Arizona. Mm-hmm. The Phoenix Lights. Like, I'm trying not to do the substantiated ones to kind of get some underground weirdness out there. Yeah. But like, man, anytime you try to look up strange shit in Arizona, you're getting all these big ones just pinging right up, you know? What else? Weird. Water babies are weird.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a weird one. Yeah. I don't like those. Those are creepy. Anything that can mimic humans is not cool.
No.
That's pretty.
Red Gifts in Arizona. I did see that. I'm currently working on that. I like to do the 40 and 50s just to kind of, because they're easy. You just kind of find the stories, write a little blurb about it, and stack them up. So I kind of put them off to the side. Whenever we're pressed on time, we can just go in and record one of those and pop them out. So,
yeah.
I haven't really looked into anything in Idaho yet. Colleen, not that I can think of right off the tip of my brain. But I've got quite a few books that delve into weird shit by state. So I can look in there. I'm going in alphabetical order or else I absolutely forget which ones I've done or not. So
that would be a nightmare, dude. Because I would never remember either.
No.
We would have to go through the list.
I'd have to mark it off on the map.
Yeah.
It would so be I figured ridiculous. I'm just fucking going on just alphabetical, baby.
Yeah. You have to.
Dude, and I've got a bunch of older books that I was reading in on, and so many of them excluded Alaska. Why? I don't know.
I feel like Alaska probably has some fucked up ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Alaska's a weird place.
It's definitely a weird place.
But yeah, Arizona's the next one. I've got some weird stuff in the pipe. Like I said, I started writing that Veggie Man episode, but there's not a whole lot of information on it.
Stack it with another weird one.
Yeah, I was thinking it's a West Virginia cryptid, so I was thinking about just putting it in the West Virginia. Dude, West Virginia's got some weird shit, man. There's some weird stuff going on in West.
Hey, but that means I gotta wait forever to hear about that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna be like one of the last states.
You'll forget about it.
I will.
And then definitely. Boom, Veggie Man right there.
Be like, Veggie Man. I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, I'm gonna eat his ass.
It's so weird. It's the weirdest.
Is he made of carrots and broccoli?
He said the guy that experienced it did refer to his limbs as being stalk like. So I picture like pieces of celery. He had suction cups for fingers that needles came out of.
What?
Yeah, bro, it's fucking weird.
This sounds like some terrible.
Oh, Sam the Sandown Clown was a weird one.
Oh, that's definitely a weird one.
That shit was creepy.
That's a good one. Good bring back.
Because I was thinking about like the hands having suction cups. I'm like, man, that sounds like some of that weird shit. That was a good question. I like that Bert just popped it in there like, hey. Those are probably my favorites. My go-to is always the Beast of Busco, because in my brain, I feel like it's very plausible for something to exist somewhere for a very long period of time, especially like an amphibian or a reptile, where essentially they can grow to enormous sizes. Now, probably not the size of like a fucking box truck, but...
Because
I pulled some monster snapping turtles off of the highway with the boys. We always pull them off. And well, I've had some as big as hubcaps, which are
that's pretty big.
Stout suckers, you know. Remember in 2016 when the FBI opened a portal to report clown sightings? I do remember that. That should have been a red ass flag for us. When the government boys want you to turn in your clown sightings, we should have known we were well off the beaten path of the timeline we were supposed to be on.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't like clowns. The traditional ones, they're creepy.
Yeah.
They make you feel weird when you look at them.
Yeah, like, what are you hiding from?
A little icky.
Why you got all that paint on? What are you hiding from?
I agree. They make you feel icky.
I did see that they were starting to pop back up. I saw a couple of videos on TikTok that they were showing up. They found one that was 225 years old. Snapping turtle, not a clown. No, I did not see that.
Old ass clown.
Good deal, Colleen. She's gonna look into some of these Northern Idaho weirdness. It doesn't have to be just cryptids, it can be anything bizarre. Like I said, I try to cover the whole gamut when I do those 40 and 50s. I like to kind of mix it up a little bit. Ghost stories, cryptids, just weird paranormal shit that most people either don't stumble across or don't have the means to stumble across, that I can put out there and make for a little.
Yeah, some of your books on that shit is awesome.
Yeah, it's a weird world, man. It's a weird world.
It only gets weirder.
That's true. The more you look into it, and the more like answers you think you get, the worse it gets.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, actually, Maynard, the dude that wrote that Veggie Man book is a co-host of the Moth Boys podcast. So everybody go check them out. I think that I haven't listened to them, but they probably did episodes on it. But when I was looking them up, that book kept popping up, and they had mentioned that he now hosts the Moth Boys podcast. So go peep him and tell him that Hollow Sky sent you.
There you go.
Somebody just did an episode with the Moth Boys. I want to think it's Strange Road. Might have one of the hosts or... one of the guys linked to it on there. I could be wrong. But we are pressing the 10 o'clock hour, folks.
Yes, it is time to go to bed.
Yeah, that went by quick. Excellent conversation tonight, everyone. So thank you for that. It was great hanging out with everybody again this evening.
It really was.
Calls were heaters. Chat was heater. Super conversation. That being said, it is time. So remember, get your 40 and Airwaves tickets. Come and hang out with us. We'll make you pancakes. And it'll be a good time. So until next week, everybody out there, again, thank you. Support all content creators across the gamut. Help all of us out. We're all out here grinding. We're all out here grinding, trying to put out as much content as we can for you all. So yeah, finish out the week, get to that weekend, and stay safe, stay weird. And if the veggie man tries to hug you, remember that he has suction cups for fingers and needle hands. You don't know where those needles have been. You could get something that you can't get rid of. And nobody wants that.